what's going on this year with the Alumni Association and Homecoming.
Okay, wow, we're really excited. This will actually be our sixth homecoming celebration that the alumni has sponsored. And for this coming Friday, the 23rd, we will have Dyer Hudson Hall open all day for classes together and talk or whatever they would like to do. Pizza Hut has graciously offered to be available if they want to order lunch and eat there. Pizza Hut will deliver for us. And again, the parade is coming up. We're all excited about that. We will have several classes that'll have floats in there, plus the alumni will be there. The parade actually begins at 3:00. We will then be sponsoring dinner at Dyer Hudson, which will be catered by the Rib Shack. So we're kind of excited about that this year. We're going to do a little tailgating party. So we're encouraging everyone to get out and come for supper before the game. Then we will be lining up the actual classes that are having reunions. We're asking anybody that's here for that to come down with their class, and they will be introduced as a class before the game starts. It'll be around 7:00 probably. Another thing I guess that's kind of exciting is around 6:30 we are going to open the time capsule that was actually at what most of us know as the old junior high, which is being torn down right now. So we're anxious to see what's in there. And again, the game starts around 7:30. We're encouraging everyone to come out and support the Panthers. That's what we're all about. So we hope we have a huge crowd. If they do not want to attend the game, though, we will be at Dyer Hudson. Things will be starting around 7:30 there. They can gather there. They can talk, visit, see old friends, and if they want to, before the dance starts, which will be 8:00. Adam Lucas is actually our DJ this year. So he will be there with the music. He is a Knoxville alumni too, and he's looking forward to it. And we're really just looking forward to having a great time. I did talk to someone yesterday who told me that they are so excited that we're doing the sixth one. They told me they'd miss their class reunion before they'd miss our party. So we're hoping there's a lot of people that feel like that.
What's the reception been like these past 5-6 years as you guys have been doing this? I wasn't here obviously, but I imagine when it started, it was probably a little bit tough to get off the ground.
Actually, our Friday night was never tough to get off the ground. We started with a big crowd right out of the gate, so it's been a great reception every year and has only grown, so we're really excited about that. And actually, it's a whole weekend of activities. It doesn't stop with Friday night. On Saturday, we have our annual brunch and business meeting. That's where we do our wrap-up for the year. It's free to anyone that is an alumni member, and $8 for non-members, so anyone can come, any alumni can come. We do the wrap-up of the year. We have election of officers, and so it's really their meeting. We give a scholarship to the class that has the most in attendance. So when the Dollars for Scholars has their program in May, there's a $500 scholarship awarded in that class's name. So that's kind of a big deal, and it's becoming quite competitive actually, so which is what we intended, so that's a good thing. Also this year that we're going to be selling bricks from the old junior high building. So we have sign up forms for that, and we will actually have some bricks at Dyer Hudson. So if there's people here from out of town, they'll be able to purchase them that evening.
And how much will those bricks cost?
They're $1. We're selling them cheaply because we're selling them as is. You know, they may need to be cleaned up, they may not be, but it's just whatever comes off the piles, so.
And this time capsule, now this time capsule was actually in the cornerstone of the building, is that correct?
That's correct. And actually the school, Dr. Flack, had called and asked us if we would be a part of that, and we were thrilled to be asked. And so they're doing that at the game along. I think they'll have some Booster Club representatives and other folks involved in that. So that's an exciting thing.
Yeah, that's from 1916, is that correct?
That's correct.
So who knows what could be in that. We might see some sort of World War I more memorabilia or something like that. That'd be interesting.
I think you might be right.
All right. So can you guys kind of just talk about the importance of homecoming to the community of Knoxville, to alumni, just the idea of getting back together with your old classmates and that sort of thing?
I think that was part of our big thing when we started this, was because, you know, you had friends on the class behind you, the class ahead of you, and to reacquaint with those folks that you have lost contact with is just so much fun. And for some of us, you know, we have brothers, sisters, children. This year, my daughter has her class reunion and I have my class reunion, so we'll get to enjoy the whole thing together. So that's exciting. My dad's class has been involved. Connie has kids that will be involved. So it's just, not just an alumni, but it's kind of become a family event too, so.
Do you want to say anything, Connie?
Well, I would totally agree with Penny. That was the whole point. And we feel like we've given them an opportunity for all the classes to come back. And we do have all ages at the party. So it's really fun, you know. And we're encouraging, too. We really want to see our younger alumni come out and join us and have fun, too. So we're there for everybody.
All right. Anything else you guys wanted to add?
I don't think so. We just want to encourage everybody to come out and enjoy it. If you haven't been there before, you need to try it just once, because you'll be hooked.
That's right. And enjoy the whole weekend with us. It's just a lot of fun doing everything.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us today, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.